Holding a submission ches, siv ches. Kol kelim hanitolim b'shabbos. Los hasayin shenisparkim mehem nitolim. Ben isparka b'chol, ben isparka b'shabbos. If the door came off of a box or something of that sort, which is a keli which can be moved on Shabbos, so the doors, even though they're no longer attached to the keli, since they can be put back to the keli. Even if you can't do that on Shabbos, since they are theoretically reattachable, so they can maintain their status of being a kli, and you're allowed to move the doors. So the Mishnah Berurah. So this happens whether it happens b'nei sparka b'chol, b'nei sparka b'Shabbos, whether they broke off on the weekday or they broke off on Shabbos. So
the Mishnah Berurah. Good evening.
Sifkat and Laman Hay. It is part of the call Pirish. Now, so which one's the Bir Kiddush? That the doors came off on Shabbos, the door came off on the weekday. So we're saying that.
How are you, Rabbi Nine?
I'm doing well, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. See, let's focus on the learning, okay?
Yeah.
So Pirish, Bobby Boy, in this part of the Shabbos, the Mutter, not only if it broke off on Shabbos, is it Mutter? Why is that? So at the beginning of Shabbos, when the status of Muksa and Al-Muksa took effect, they were considered part of the Kli. They were attached to the Kli. So they were mamash part of the Kli. So they clearly were considered Mukhan and usable. And therefore, even though they've come off of the Kli, you can still move them. That's not. But the Kiddush is not only that case, but Elafilu B'chol Mutter, even though it came off on the weekday. So the chur, once it came off, the chur is not usable. The answer is the kati klihu shreli iskaber imakli. Since it's reattachable, it doesn't lose its status of being a keli. The door. Okay, mutar l'tatal and afila mikham l'tzel. Therefore, it's considered a regular kli, and you can move it. So you can move it even mikham l'tzel. Afila kashen riyim l'mlacha cheres kli. Even though they have no other usage. So it's not getting head to based on the idea of shivri kli. It's a different din, since the primary kli is still intact, and this is attachable, reattachable to the primary kli, so it doesn't lose its status of a kli, even though it's detached. Okay. The losses are not any worse than that you would have a cover, let's say you would have a cap put on the kli or something of that sort, even though it has no other usage than that. So this is the same thing. But if you're talking about something which is part of the ground, this is the doors of a house or of a window, you know, the shutters of a window of a house. And even though you can use them for other things, you can put them back into the house, which doesn't give it the status of a kli because it's mechuber l'karka, because it's not a kli. So they don't have a din of a kli, and therefore they're also to move. Okay.
Why? House doors and shutters.
The shutters of windows and the house doors, correct? So, taking this thought process, weiter, interesting. Rosh Hashanah was asked about the status of a button which comes off of a baguette. So the button has no other usage really. So it's. So he said, if it's a button which is very specific to this baggage, so it's clear that it's part of this baggage. So it's this din. It's this parker from the kli. Since it's time, he's chaber again, so it doesn't get a din in muksa.
But by the kli, is it that it's mutter to put the door back on Shabbos?
No, you can't put it back on Shabbos.
Then why is it different than the door of the house, which I also can't put back on Shabbos?
No, the point is the door of the house, the door was never a kli by the house. Over here, the door was attached to the kli, so it gets the status of a kli. And then when it comes off, it doesn't lose the status of a kli, because you're going to reattach it. So it maintains
even though I can't reattach it now.
Even though I can't reattach it right now. Right. Uh-huh. That's the chiddush.
I'm a Why is the door of a microwave different from the door of a house? Same purpose.
I understand, but the karka is not clear. Okay,
the door has the karka?
The door has part of the karka. Right, so that never got a status. You might decide to make it into a kli, but it doesn't have a din of a kli. Chazal put the din tiltal, din a tiltal.
Well, we don't think you can pick up carpet, right?
What?
I thought carpet was something immovable.
Anything which mechubar the karka is karka. The house is karka, and the house is not also. Also, I mean, house is wood. It's you know, many. It's not ground.
But mechubar to something mechubar, that's sort of different.
Mechubar is also
like the walls of a house. That's mechubar.
The walls of a house.
Just the floor.
No, everything.
The whole structure.
The whole structure.
But not stuff in it. Not stuff I have up on the wall.
Right. I mean, it's hanging on the wall, but it's not considered, you know, an intrinsic attachment. And there's a lochus hechus tumah. There's nothing in the house is makabel tumah. At the house itself is not makabel tumah. Chazal put the din a tiltal on kalim. This is not a kli. So the same thing by Elulav Atarnugol, even though you love the Afghan Mamish built it onto the ground, but it's made to sit on the ground. So but since the way it's made to be Mishtamashim Karka, it's considered not considered a kli. So therefore it's not a Kabbal Tumba, and it also doesn't have a kli that got be tilted. Kasamagan Ram, Kalim Hamuksim, Shinishbur Bashabas. So the other way around, you have something which was muksa because it was chasar and kiss. So it was a Kali, but it was chasar and kiss. Now it broke. It's no longer that valuable to you anymore. Shinishbur Shabbas, Abish Gab, the Aksham, Ain Muksim, Asurim. Masomer, Kigon Shahoyu, Muksim, Machbas, chasar and kiss. You don't mind using it for anything, it's broken. You'll use it for something else. The Yerak Pada, that you won't use it for anything else. That's the Chasar and Kiz was only as long as it was intact. So the Chara now is not Muksa anymore, but they remain Muksar. They're Asur because of Shulam Migli, because we're in your Shabbos, they're Muksa, they remain Muksa the rest of the Shabbos. I'm not sure what the chiddush of Magen Ram is. I mean, it's a simple application of the din of Miri Skasoi. Okay. What did you say, Sweet?
A chicken coop, the lull, the tarnagol is muktzah, it isn't a clean. Okay.
It's mukhubar the karka. It's made to be mishtamish in karka. So it's not muktzah, but it's not mukhan. So when the door comes off, as long as you can open the door of your house also, it's not a kli either, but that's not a problem, because same way you can use your house. The house doesn't go into the rules of muksa. It's karka. The name muksa applied to kalim or non kalim, but the house doesn't have a din of muksa or mukhan. The doors don't have a din of muksa or mukhan either, but once they come off, you get a problem. They're not part of the house anymore, and now they're muksa. Okay, tests. Sif tests. Delis shalshida table migdol. Nechel litla mehem. Vasal achzira. Xer shema yiska. Mishalu shatanagalam. Osir ben litla ben lahasir. The kima the milchuba the karka. Ispe binyan ustira. So these boxes are not milchuba the karka. They're just. So, in regards to. He's not discussing muksa right now. He's discussing. Once he discussed boxes, I guess he decided to discuss that. So. Boxes, sheet of table, migdol. You have the doors of these different types of size, shapes of boxes. So you want the doors actually can come off, but you can't put them back up. Now, I'm not sure why it's here. Really, this we'll talk about this more later on in Simi Shen Yadalot. Which is the son of Binyan Astira. So it's not considered. We the Gemara Beishilu's sheet is a Binyan Astira Bekalim. Okay, So there's not malacha boiner or a sorcerer when it comes to a kelim. Ishami says there is, but Hill says there's not. However, Tosfos says that a binyan gomer does apply to kelim. The pashas Tosfos says it's only the inyan binyan gomer because of the chashivas of a binyan. There's no din of stira gemura that applies to kelim. So sorcerer doesn't apply to kelim. Okay, I'll take that back. There's those who learn that there's binyan gomer applies to kelim, and there's also things of sorcerer gomer. Some say even sorcerer gomer does apply to a kelim. Okay. But just taking up the doors is not a stira gemura. There's no problem. Putting on the door, we have a problem because a person will put on the door in a way which is tight. Shema Yiska means he'll put it in a very, very strong way. So either that's going to be considered makav patish. There's no opposite of makav patish. There's no on makav patish, right? Or then it's considered a binyan gomer, one of the two. But you can't put on because you're afraid that when he puts on, he might loosely, he might end up putting on tightly. Mashenga by when it comes to something which is mechubar lekarka, so there is binyan astira. So taking up the door is soiser. Okay.
So binyan gomer is about so or what the difference is.
Well, not permanent, but you know, it's done in a chashav way, so it has a chashivus to it. That's one way to say it. Simalam sifkat lamavav lit lo de binyan b'stir b'kelim. So you're allowed to take it off because it binyan b'stir b'kelim. You can't put it on back because you might put it on tightly. Shem yiskop b'yosed or b'masper with a spike or with a nail b'chazaka strongly. M'chayim shumak v'patish t'havu legemar malacha. It'll be considered. Makapatish, the Yeshurim and the Yesh Kamba Kalim Mishumbarna, Hecha the Oisa Yere Tekia to Maisa Uman. If you do it in a way which is done tightly, strong Chibur that has a Hashiva sort of Maisa Uman, and therefore it's considered there is Baina Ima Kalim. Shalom, Hubin Yanosi, the Tarnagalim, it's made as a chicken coop. Since it's attached to the ground, so you have a burner issue. Not only is the door an issue, the windows are also an issue. Because they're attached. Then having goy do it would be mir lakum on a deraisa. That's also. That's a taz. I'm sure mashin nitzu be mir lacha bezet. So the Moshe Disha points out that he's not sure what he's referring to because he hasn't discussed this issue over there. So there's a problem of binyan and stira because they're considered part of the ground. Mem isbe. Sarklamer the lul the hacha marked on shibenah b'tchila b'mechubar lekarka. So now, what was this lul? So he says we could have a situation of the lul that it was built on the ground. That's considered karka. Dim ha'isa matchila kli b'fnei, they built it separately. Al shechibra hakach lekarka. So what's its status? So that's the next sif. Dinoi k'moshin kasa b'sif yud the kli mechubar lekarka b'tit ayin shom. So that's we'll see in the it doesn't lose the status of a kli. By attaching it to the ground. King Kosta ever turns to Shabbos. Alba Primogonim Kosta, the Shani Osim, Shahu Kisri Ba'alma, Lahacha Shayes Seer, but Ladelis Chomatve, Philoka Shayesh Ba'is, Bezachiz Ladelis Osir Ayansha. So we'll see the next step deals with the issue of a cover for a cistern or for a well, those type of things. So what's Mutter and what's Osir in regards to. If it's there to be mishamish, a hole in the ground, so the hole in the ground is clearly his karka, so the thing on top is also considered like karka. Otherwise, the Primogonim says the sushal is not a sushal. Over there, the point is it's a piece of wood. You need to make sure that people understand this is not wood. This is a cover. So you need to meet a certain level of criteria that should be clear that what it is a cover, it's not a piece of wood. But over here, it's clear that it's a door. It comes with hinges, etc. So it is clear that it's so the criteria which you're going to discuss in Sif Yud are relevant over here. That's his point. Okay. What's the time it is? Let's do Sif Yud, and then it'll make more sense when we see Sif Yud. Kisei bor v'dus. So the cover for a bor and a dus. So a dus was you build a container and you attach it to the ground, and a bor is you dig a hole in the ground. So when you picture like a cistern, it was usually more along the lines of a dus than a bor in the classic usage of the Gemara. Okay, so the cover that you have for that, and you tell them elim can yesh la beis achizas. You only allowed to move them if they have a handle. Los muchach shu kli. Then it's obvious that this is not just a piece of wood; this is a kli. Now shel kelim, but if it was just a kli, as opposed to the case of the deuce, which is built, you didn't dig into the ground, you built something on the ground, but you built it up. You built something there. But here it's part of a separate container, which you put on the ground. Even though you later on attach it with tit, but since it started out as a kli, so you're allowed to move the cover, even though it doesn't have a handle. But it has to be very clear that this is the designated thing for the purpose of using. It's not just a piece of wood. It's designated to be the cover for this keli. So either there was some mice that you did that designated them, or you used them. If you take a barrel and you totally submerge it into the ground, so that cover has the lacha, since you don't see the chavis above ground, so that looks like it's karka, so you have to deal with it as if it's karka. So it needs a beis achiza. Bor v'dus, Mishabcham Malav. Bor b'chafira u'dus b'binyan. Bor is just you just dig a pit. Dus is you build it up. But it's built on the ground. It sticks up a little bit above the ground. In the Tolem, after tikdam also behemaisa mechiach sharm of the kasus, even though you prepared it for this purpose, ashim ishtamish behem tomi lazer, and you're using it regularly for this purpose, that husam elaim shem muksa, they're not muksa anymore. Kachamam asif chabeis if you lahachi aser kan kima shem. So the problem here is not muksa. The problem here is boiner and soyser. It's karka, so it's boiner putting it on, and it's soyser taking it off. If it has a handle, it's distinct and clear, so it's not called boiner and soyser. It's called using it. If it's not, it looks like you're adding a piece of wood in over here. It's like building something. It's obvious that it's a kli made for going on and off. That's not considered by a besoiser. That's called using it. We don't say every time you open the door of your house, you're being soiser of the house. Every time you close the door, you're building the house. Since it's clear that it's made for that purpose, we'll see later on. If you had just a hole there and you had a big piece of wood, which you would stick into the opening every time you close it, that'd be a problem, because that would look like Bainan and Saiser, because it's not clear that it's made for opening and closing. So the same day over here.
Wasn't there a day once, I recall reading, that people said you can't open the door on Shabbos, the door of the house? Something familiar, I heard it one time.
No, I'm not familiar. Okay, so let's hold it here, and we'll pick up after Marv.